The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
It's time to talk to Marion McKeown and Carl Thomas in the United States of America on a day in which Donald Trump, the American president, who of course loves an audience, is going to make a national television address in relation to the shutdown of the government in the United States and in the row over funding for that border wall that he wants with Mexico. He wants $5 billion put into the annual budget for the construction, or the cost towards the construction of this wall. What's happening as a result, though, is that there's been quite a lot of fact-checking been done live on air by various journalists of propagandists for Donald Trump. Let's just hear, for example, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders running up against, of all people, from Fox News, the host Chris Wallace on Sunday, over her claims that thousands of terrorists are entering the United States across its border with Mexico.
We know that roughly nearly 4,000 known or suspected terrorists come into our country illegally. And we know that our most vulnerable point of entry is at our southern border.
Because I know this statistic. I didn't know if you were going to use it, but I studied up on this. Do you know where those 4,000 people come or where they're captured? Airports.
Not always, but airports. Certainly a
large
number.
The State Department says there hasn't been any terrorists that they found coming across the southern border.
It's by air, it's by land, and it's by sea. It's all of the above. But one thing that you're forgetting is that the most vulnerable point of entry that we have into this country is our southern border, and we have to protect it. And the more and more that individuals...
They're not coming across the southern border, Sarah. They're coming and they're being stopped at airports.
Those damn fact checkers. Now let's hear a little bit from ABC News this morning, where the American Vice President Mike Pence was quizzed about some of Donald Trump's untruths or lies about border security.
But more broadly, how can the president be, how can his word be trusted on this when he has said so many things that are just not true about this crisis? He said that Barack Obama has a 10-foot wall built around his house here in Washington. You know that's not true. He said that some of his predecessors told him that they wanted to build a wall, but all four living presidents have now put out statements saying that they never had any such conversation with the president. And then you saw Sarah Sanders say that nearly 4,000 terrorists come into the country every year, and you know that's not true either. How can the American people trust the president when he says this is a crisis, when he says things over and over again that aren't true?
Well, look, the American people aren't as concerned about the political debate as they are concerned about what's really happening at the border. And that's what
the
president's
been focusing on. This is credibility.
Well,
the White House said nearly 4,000 terrorists come into our country.
John,
that's not true.
John, nearly 4,000 known or suspected terrorists were apprehended attempting to come into the United States through various means in the last year.
Overwhelmingly at airports, not at the border.
Yeah, but 3,000... special interest individuals, people with suspicious backgrounds that may suggest terrorist connections, were apprehended at our southern border. Last year alone, 17,000 individuals with criminal histories were apprehended at our southern border. Literally, billions of dollars of narcotics flow through our southern border. 90% of all the heroin that comes into this country that claims the lives of 300 Americans every week comes through our southern border. The passion you hear from President Trump, his determination to take this case to the American people, as he will tonight in his national broadcast from the Oval Office, comes from this president's deep desire to do his job to protect the American people. And we're going to continue to carry that case forward until the Democrats in Congress come to the table and start negotiating, not just to end the government shutdown, but to address what is an undeniable crisis at our southern border.
Deep desire to protect the American people. Carl Thomas, do you know how many people died in the United States last year as a result of gun use?
Well, there were more people, Matt, who died. And by the way, welcome back. I was in the station last week looking for you after crossing the Irish border, and you weren't there. But I did meet your staff, and now I know why you look so good. Look, there are more people who died from drugs last year than from, as you say, gun violence, and even from automobile deaths. That used to be the number one cause of death in the United States, but now it's drugs. The vice president is exactly correct that 90% of illegal drugs are coming across the southern border. So even if you don't accept this business nonsense about terrorists coming over. And by the way, how do you know one is a terrorist until they commit terror, unless you're saying everybody who tries to come from Iran or Syria or some other place where terrorism has been sponsored is a potential or actual terrorist. What this is really all about, Matt, and everybody knows this, is politics. The Democrats want more votes. They want to get people in here from other countries, get them addicted to federal programs so they'll vote for them. And the Republicans want cheap labor. Everybody knows what the deal is. It's why people hate Washington. But I will make one other point. Raul Ortiz, who's deputy chief of Border Patrol agents, said that the number of illegal immigrants was at a record last month, an 80% increase since July, 16,000 family members, 107,000 members of these family units taken into custody, and the previous record was 78,000. So we do have a problem, and it can be fixed. Both sides know how to fix it, but we'll see after the president's address tonight whether there's any movement. I tend to doubt it.
Okay, just two things I'll just point out to you. The number of people who died as a result of gun use in the United States last year was nearly 40,000 people. 40,000 people. Now, if you want to have a deep desire to protect the American people, perhaps having less access to guns would help enormously in that regard. And when it comes to drugs, drugs will be transported by air, by sea, by tunnel, even if you have a wall, if you can build a wall between the United States and Mexico.
Well, sure. Look, it's not just a one-dimensional thing, but as you said, tunnels, yes, and they do come across the border, and they come by various means. And yes, it is a supply and demand issue. If we can reduce the demand somehow, some say that, well, maybe we ought to legalize drugs and let everybody, you know, take them who wants them, and then that would take the money out of them. I know the late William F. Buckley, Jr., one of the prime conservatives in this country for many, many years, advocated that position. I'm not sure that's exactly the correct position, but it's one worth debating. But we got problems in this country, and controlling borders is necessary to control the character of a nation. You just can't let everybody come in, or you lose what it is you have.
Well, Marion McKeown, isn't that the way most Americans arrived in the first place in the country?
Well, I mean, that was what made America great, to paraphrase Donald Trump's phrase, that most people arrived in America as desperately poor immigrants who wanted to work hard and make a better life for themselves and their families. And by doing that, they made America great. But let's just do a couple of fact checks. First of all, sorry, Matt, I should say in Chris Wallace's defense, he's a Fox News journalist for decades. He's an excellent journalist, and he really is up against it in Fox News, which has become a Trump propaganda machine. But he has never strayed from the facts as long as I've known him, or as long as I've been aware. And I think he was very good in questioning Sarah Huckabee Sanders there. Okay, so just a couple of facts here. 90% of drugs enter America through legal points of entry. This isn't me. This is the Drug Enforcement Agency, who have told me this repeatedly. A lot of drugs that kill Americans, fentanyl in particular, now come from China. So there's a whole lot of disinformation.
They're illegally sold opioids, but are legally made. I mean, that's it.
And I was just getting to that, Matt, that a huge number of the drugs that are available in America that are killing people are made by American pharmaceutical companies in America itself. And they are deliberately targeting states and towns in places like West Virginia, which have terrible poverty, unemployment and lack of education. And the American law firms are, I beg your pardon, American pharmaceutical firms are now being sued because of that very deliberate and cynical targeting. So a lot of drugs that are killing Americans are being manufactured legally and prescribed legally in America. Fentanyl is coming from China. Yes, a huge amount of drugs are coming in from Mexico, but they're coming in through legal points of entry, or else they're coming in through tunnels. A wall is not going to fix this. I just want to say, nobody in America is against border security. This is a myth that Donald Trump has created. Everybody wants a secure border. Of course they do. You know, there isn't a country in the world that doesn't want a secure border. But also, Mike Pence earlier said 3,000 people had come over with terrorist connections of sorts. That is just not true. It's an outright lie. The number of people who have come in, and I have checked this twice with the Department of State and also the Department of Homeland Security, the number of people who have come in whose names were the same as people on a terrorist watch list is six people, and those people were not even necessarily involved in terrorism. They had the same names as people who were on a terrorist watch list, and it could have just been a coincidence. 17,000 criminals, no idea where he's getting that from. This is all hot air. There is no border crisis. The number of families, and Cal is absolutely right about that, that are coming in has increased dramatically. That is true, but the overall number is at its lowest for 50 years. Now, what there is there's a humanitarian crisis, because the conditions in which these families are being held are absolutely diabolical. But these families are coming in and handing themselves over as asylum seekers. They're not sneaking in illegally and then trying to find work. They are trying to go through the process. So Donald Trump, this is playing to his base. He is losing support considerably, I think, in the last several months in the United States. This is his last thing that appeals to the base, the build a wall, or now it's build slats, or build whatever. And the point is that we should say is that even if the Democrats said yes, there are landowners, and I can tell you this because I've been down there all along the Texan border, who are saying there is no way Donald Trump is building a wall on my land. There is no way we're going to let him compulsorily acquire our land. And also there are water rights. The Rio Grande runs between Mexico and the US. Both sides use it. You know, Donald Trump, even if he wanted to build a wall, even if the Democrats said, knock yourself out, here's your $30 million that Mexico is supposed to give you, he's not going to get that wall built.
Okay. Something else I briefly want to touch upon. The Super Bowl is coming up soon, but apparently they're finding it almost impossible to find a star name to do the halftime performance, all because people are supporting Colin Kaepernick, this quarterback who, of course, took the knee during the national anthem to such controversy. This is a show of defiance, Cal, at a time when numbers watching American football are rising steadily again.
Well, that's because, Matt, that there hasn't been a whole lot of kneeling going on recently. But an awful lot of people, myself included, have just stopped watching NFL football. We got out of the habit. I'm old enough to remember when halftime shows were marching bands who had all of these wonderful routines, and then they decided to bring in these acts. They had Paul McCartney one year. They've had Beyonce. They've had other people.
You too.
And more excuse me?
You too, from Ireland, also did the halftime.
Oh, I thought you meant me. Yeah, you two from Ireland, absolutely, yeah. But I think this is over the top, frankly. People tune in to watch football, and some of these rappers they've been using recently are known misogynists. Some of their stuff is very anti-woman. It's pro-violence, and the NFL is really out to lunch on this. They need to get back to football and real entertainment, and I think the ratings are going to be down again, frankly. I really do.
Oh, I don't know about that. Mary McKeown, last word on that to you.
Well, I think one person's entertainment, Cal, is maybe not somebody else's, but I absolutely applaud Rihanna, who I think is a fantastic musician, and I applaud Cardi B and all the other people who said that they won't perform, because not just because of the NFL getting rid of Colin Kaepernick, you know, him losing his position as quarterback, but because there does seem to be collusion. There's legal action to prevent him from, you know, being hired by another NFL team. And I think it's a disgrace. And I think good on them all. And it's time that the NFL was shaken up. Frankly, the whole thing bores me stupid, so I won't miss it one way or the other.
Oh, last year's Super Bowl was an absolutely magnificent game. Okay, thank you very much.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.